to the goats. Postcards.
Welcome back to the Goats Podcast, where we debate, celebrate, and crown the greatest athletes, teams, and moments of all time. Today, we're diving into one of the most heated debates in basketball. Who is the greatest small forward in NBA history?
That's right. We're talking about legends like LeBron James, Larry Bird, Kevin Durant, Julius Irving, Scottie Pippen, and Elgin Baylor, players who revolutionized the game and left an undeniable mark on basketball history. But when it comes to being the GOAT, who takes the crown? We'll break it all down today. Before we dive into the players, let's talk about how the small forward position has evolved. Back in the early days of the NBA, small forwards were primarily mid-range shooters and defensive specialists. Players like Elgin Baylor and John Havlicek were pioneers, blending scoring and playmaking.
Right. And then, in the 80s and 90s, small forwards became even more dynamic. Larry Bird redefined what it meant to be a small forward. His shooting and passing made him a point forward before the term even existed. Meanwhile, Scottie Pippen introduced the idea of a lockdown, defensive small forward who could also run the offense. Fast forward to today, and we have players like LeBron James and Kevin Durant who blend size, skill, and athleticism to dominate the game in ways we've never seen before. The small forward position is no longer just about scoring. It's about versatility, playmaking, and defense.
So, who are the most obvious to enter our Sweet 16 tournament bracket?
Let's start with LeBron, four-time NBA champion, four-time MVP, multiple-time finals MVP. He's the definition of an all-around player. His combination of size, skill, and basketball IQ is something we've never seen before. He can play point guard, power forward, and even center when needed. The guy is a walking triple-double.
LeBron's longevity is insane too. 20-plus years in the league, still playing at an elite level. And let's not forget his impact outside of the game, changing the player empowerment movement, building schools, and being a global icon. But some say his finals record isn't perfect. Does that hurt his GOAT status?
Well, in my view, it does. Now let's talk about the original small forward GOAT, Larry Bird. Three-time NBA champion, three-time MVP in a row, and one of the most clutch players of all time. He could shoot, pass, rebound, and talk trash better than anyone. And in the 80s, he turned the Celtics into a dynasty battling Magic and the Lakers. Bird's confidence and competitiveness were next level. He once played an entire game left-handed just for fun. But critics argue that he played in a different era, less athletic, less spacing, no three-point heavy offenses. Would he dominate the same way in today's NBA?
Then there's Kevin Durant, arguably the best pure scorer we've ever seen. A seven-footer who moves like a guard and can shoot from anywhere on the court. Two-time NBA champion, two-time finals MVP, and one of the most efficient scorers in history. KD's skill set is ridiculous. He can shoot over anyone, drive past anyone, and has an underrated defensive game too. But the biggest knock on him? Joining a 73-win Warriors team to win those rings. Some say that hurts his legacy.
Yes, and Dr. J was a pioneer. Before Michael Jordan, he was the guy redefining above-the-rim play. An ABA and NBA champion, multiple-time MVP, and one of the smoothest, most graceful finishers in the game. He brought style and flair that changed how basketball was played.
Absolutely. And he wasn't just a dunker. His all-around game was underrated. But some argue that his ABA dominance inflates his legacy. Would he have had the same impact if he played exclusively in the NBA?
By the way, you can't talk small forwards without mentioning Pippen. Six-time NBA champion, elite defender, and one of the best two-way players ever. People say Jordan wouldn't have won six rings without him. His versatility and defensive prowess set him apart.
That's true, but some argue he was always in Jordan's shadow. Could he have led a team to a championship as the number one option? That's the big question.
And what about Elgin Baylor, a guy who was putting up 30 and 15 before it was even cool? A revolutionary scorer and one of the best rebounding small forwards ever. If he played in today's game, he'd be unstoppable.
Agreed, but the knock on Baylor? No championships, despite multiple finals appearances. Does that keep him out of the GOAT conversation?
Now, before we move on, we need to give some love to players who might not be top three picks, but definitely deserve a spot in the 16-player bracket. Let's start with Dominique Wilkins, one of the most electrifying scorers and dunkers of all time. His offensive game was pure excitement, but does his lack of a championship hurt his standing?
Good point. And then there's Paul Pierce, a finals MVP, clutch shooter, and one of the most consistent small forwards of the 2000s. He had a killer mentality and was instrumental in Boston's 2008 championship run.
We also have James Worthy. Big Game James has earned that nickname for a reason. He played a key role in the Lakers' Showtime era, winning three championships and a finals MVP. His ability to rise to the occasion in crucial moments is undeniable. Tracy McGrady is another name that deserves a mention. An elite scorer who could drop 30 on any given night and had a smooth, effortless offensive game. Injuries may have kept him from reaching his full potential, but his talent was undeniable.
And finally, let's talk about Kawhi Leonard. Two-time finals MVP, elite defender, and one of the most efficient postseason performers in history. If he keeps winning and adding to his legacy, he could move up the rankings quickly. All four of these guys have strong cases. Do they deserve a spot in the 16-player GOAT bracket? That's for our listeners to decide.
Now that we've gone through our top candidates and notable mentions, let's dive into some fascinating stats and legendary moments that highlight their greatness. Did you know that Larry Bird is one of only three players to ever win three consecutive MVPs? That's an insane level of dominance.
That's wild. And speaking of dominance, LeBron James is the all-time leading scorer in NBA history, while also ranking in the top 10 in assists. No other small forward even comes close to that level of all-around impact.
Here's a fun one. Kevin Durant has four scoring titles, and his career field goal percentage is higher than some of the greatest big men. The guy is a pure shooter in a 7-foot body.
What about Julius Erving? His iconic dunk from the free throw line in the ABA Slam Dunk Contest is still one of the most replayed highlights in basketball history. It paved the way for players like Michael Jordan and Vince Carter to push the boundaries of athleticism.
Let's not forget about Scottie Pippen's defensive mastery. He's the only player to ever lead his team in all five major statistical categories for a season: points, rebounds, assists, steals, and blocks. That's defensive and offensive versatility at its peak.
And a cool trivia nugget, Elgin Baylor once averaged 38.3 points per game in a single season while also serving in the U.S. Army Reserves. Imagine putting up those numbers while juggling military service. It's these moments and stats that make this debate so exciting. There's no clear-cut answer. Each of these guys has a legacy built on incredible achievements. All right, now let's throw in some wild cards. These are guys who might not be consensus top-tier small forwards, but we want to hear from the listeners. Do they deserve a spot in the GOAT conversation? A name that comes to mind, Grant Hill. Injuries cut his prime short, but when healthy, he was a do-it-all forward who could have been one of the greatest ever. His vision, scoring, and defense made him a complete player.
Good one! Another wild card. Carmelo Anthony, one of the best pure scorers in NBA history, he dominated with his mid-range and isolation scoring. But does his lack of playoff success keep him from the top-tier discussion?
And how about Adrian Dantley, a forgotten legend who averaged over 30 points per game multiple times? He was one of the most efficient scorers of his era. Do stats alone earn him a place in the GOAT conversation?
What about Bernard King? His prime was short, but at his peak, he was one of the most unstoppable scorers in NBA history. And let's not forget about Paul Arizin, a pioneer in the NBA's early days who revolutionized jump shooting.
Listeners, we want to hear from you. Who are your wild cards for the greatest small forward ever? Hit us up on social media and let us know.
All right, we've laid it all out. We've debated the top contenders, mentioned those worth considering, and thrown in some wild cards. Now, it's your turn. Who do you think is the greatest small forward of all time? Go vote on our website and hit us up on social media. We'll feature some of the best arguments in our next episode. And speaking of next time, we're tackling another huge GOAT debate. Who is the greatest striker in soccer history? You don't want to miss it.
Thanks for tuning in to the GOATS podcast. Keep the debates going, and we'll see you next time.